Welcome to the Pulse USA, where we provide insight, knowledge, and education on local businesses across the U.S.
Hello, and welcome to another podcast of the Pulse USA. Today we have a special guest, Russell Sieb from New Jersey Pest Control. Russ, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Bruce. Thanks for having me. I appreciate your time.
Problem. The reason I had you come on, Russ, and talk today is because I get a lot of questions about pest control and the various prices and whether or not, you know, they're insured and licensed. And what I'd like you to do is give an overview of what it takes to be a pest control company.
Sure. So the first thing, in order for you to have a pest control company or to be licensed as a pest control company, an individual has to have their applicator license in New Jersey. And the applicator license is passing two tests. One is the core or the safety test, and the next is a category exam. So in order for you to get your pesticide applicator license, you have to have those two. So an exterminator or a pest control company will be licensed in core and at minimums A, which is general household pest control. And that includes mice, rats, ants, crickets, spiders, wasps, hornets, that kind of thing. So that's what the general pest control license allows you to do, is to perform those type of services.
Does everybody in your company, is it your license, or does everybody in the company, any employee need a license as well?
Well, everybody works under the company license that my personal license supports and allows to happen. So all the employees work under my license. We do have some employees that have their own applicator license, which means if they do something wrong, that they're responsible personally as well as the company. Whereas if they have an operator license, which means it's like a permit that you're working directly under my license, then I'm fully responsible for everything.
So could somebody actually be doing pest control without this license?
Well, I mean, it happens because people aren't aware of what the regulations are, et cetera. But legally, no, they can't.
And does somebody police that? And does somebody manage that?
It's near impossible. The state is short-staffed and only has like 5 or 6 people in the department. So they don't have enough people to go around and police, et cetera. So it is something where somebody would have to call in for a complaint for them to investigate.
Understood. What about the products you use? I get a lot of people that I see, they question certain products and health issues. Can you expand a little bit on the types of products you use to do pest control?
Well, the products that are available today are completely different than what they were 30, 40 years ago, et cetera. Being that the products are different, the products do need to go through a rigorous testing process in order to get approved or even to apply for an EPA pesticide number. Once it goes through that and it passes, then each state can register that product or not. So every product that we use as a pest control company is EPA regulated as well as state regulated with a state number as well. The differences are today, some products are only like 2 or 3 milliliters of active ingredient per gallon. It's not like 30, 40 years ago or longer where you're putting 1, 2, 3 ounces of product per gallon. So the stuff today is stronger, but also it meets the EPA guidelines where it has to break down over time. The products way back when, there were no requirements for that. So it was kind of like the wild, wild west.
You
have products that are stronger than what was used before, but they are designed to break down over time.
And what about concerns with parents that have children and pets? What do you say to them? I mean, because, you know, I see a lot of people asking, oh, is it eco-friendly or is it environmentally friendly? Expand a little bit on that, Russ, and talk about that.
You know, those are just media buzzwords that are put out there. Any licensed company is going to apply the products in a safe manner because they're going to be applying the product in accordance with the label directions. Once you apply the product off label directions, that's where you cause issues with being exposed to the product or maybe toxicity issues or anything like that. So as long as the product is being applied according to the label instructions, then the application is safe. Yes, are there some guidelines that you have to be aware of. You know, don't touch the product while it's still wet. You know, the product may pool up in some areas around the exterior perimeter of your house, stuff like that. Sure, those are basic things. But realistically, if the product is applied the way it should and the way it's intended, the exposure that we have to the active ingredients is greatly reduced. On the other hand, people are like, oh, well, you know, I'm looking for a green product or something that's safe for my family and pets. You know, every product is safe if it's applied correctly. The difference between the green products is that they don't have to go through EPA testing. They can just go through their own testing and make their own claims. If we use any green products, we are using the ones that are EPA registered for that basis. We want to know what that product went through, et cetera. A lot of times with those products are made with oils. So whether it's clove oil, it's Eugenia oil, it's garlic oil, whatever it may be, it's still an oil-based product. So once that product is applied to whatever substrate it is around your house, you will have that smell sometimes for several days. So you might have a strong spearmint or peppermint smell around your house for several days after the application. Is that going to repel insects and whatnot? Sure. But once that dies down, the insects are right back. So you're not getting rid of the problem, you're putting a Band-Aid on. And it's very important for people to understand that when using those green products, that if you have somebody that has any respiratory issues or is very hypersensitive to smells, the green product isn't the way to go because you will smell it.
Will that also get in your home? Will that smell come in your home?
It can, sure.
Okay. That's good to know. So with these green products, you know, you apply them outside. What happens if it rains or it's raining? You can't apply these products, or can you apply these products in moisture?
Yeah, we're not going to apply any products regardless of what it is if it's raining out. If it's drizzling out, then yes, we will still use the synthetic pyrethroids to take care of the issue because it's not going to have any impact on that. Because again, the products are designed to break down, so it's not going to be a problem. As long as the product is able to dry, and the areas that we're treating are usually away from the elements because you have the gutter, you have the soffit, et cetera. So that area generally stays dry, so it's not going to have any impact on the application. Whereas with green products, you're going to have some issues because of the high humidity or moisture content in the air. So that can greatly impact the effectiveness of that product and cause it to break down or degrade a lot quicker.
Understood. Is there a difference in cost when you're applying these products and, you know, when you go to a customer's house? Is there a difference in cost using the eco-friendly products versus the I don't want to use the word generic, but the regular products?
Yes, there is, because the green products are generally about 30% more expensive. Yeah. Plus, you're looking at a higher frequency of application.
Okay, but now, do you ever, in certain circumstances, do you ever mix? In other words, do you ever apply the green products and then the green product doesn't work well, so you have to go back to the regular product?
That's up to the customer. If the customer wants a green product, then we're going to use a green product to address the situation. But they're made aware of everything from the beginning, before the application, that they may not get the results that they're expecting.
That's where I was going with this, Russ, is what percentage of the time does the green product not produce the desired results?
It's hard to say because the customers that we have on a green program, they don't call any differently, but I think they also have a higher tolerance level to insect intrusions. Your green products are generally going to last maybe 2 to 3 weeks on the exterior of the house, whereas a synthetic product will last 6 to 8 weeks around the house. So it's really going to be based on the customer, what their tolerance level is and what they're willing to accept regarding their applications.
Understood. And is there any warranty with the green products versus the synthetic products?
Well, we do the same thing. It's just that because of the cost of the product and the chances of a more frequent application, we have to charge more for the service.
Understood. Understood. Well, Russ, this was terrific. This was a great overview on pest control and the different products you use, and I want to thank you very much. I'd like to tell the audience here, how do they get in touch with you, Russ, if they have any? Because you're very knowledgeable in the pest control industry, and I think you bring a lot to the table, and I think people will have a lot of questions. So how would they be able to get in touch with you?
Sure. Our office number is, our local number is 973-895-2600. Our toll-free number is 877-465-7378. And that equates out to 877-4-NJ-PEST. Our website is 4NJPEST.com. We do have Facebook as well.
Well, once again, Russ, thanks for coming on the Pulse USA. You bring a lot of tribal wisdom in the pest control industry, and I think people will be reaching out to you for any questions they have with regards to their pest control. I want to thank you again very much.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you again for your time, and thank you for the opportunity to be on your podcast.
You're welcome. See you soon. Take care.